Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We continue our examination looking into the life of Elijah. Be reminded that this came out of what we saw in the book of James, where Elijah was used as an example of someone who prayed and who prayed fervently, who prayed effectively. And when you go back and look at the things that he did, it's amazing. But don't forget this. We are told that Elijah is a man like us. He's a man like us. Too often we'll see somebody like that. We'll think, well, God has given them some type of thing beyond the normal human. No, he's a man like us. And so we've just seen what happened with Elijah when he went to the mountain of the Lord. He's at the mountain of the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord asked him twice, "Where are you, Elijah? Where are you?" And in the still, small voice of the wind right there, Elijah heard, and the Lord told him, "Okay, I want you to return back." Because Elijah, remember what he said? He said, "I've been very zealous for the Lord of hosts. The sons of Israel, they've forsaken your covenant. They've torn down your altars. They've killed your prophets with a sword, and I'm the only one left. And now they're seeking my life to take it away." And the Lord just calmly and graciously and patiently says this, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus." So he tells him, go ahead and leave. Go to Damascus. Go on that way. And when you arrive, you're to do some things. You're to anoint Hazael, king over Aram. And you're to anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And then you're to anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphath, as prophet in your place. Remember, Elijah had been crying out, "Lord, take me. It's enough. I've done enough of this stuff. Just go ahead and take me, okay? I'm ready." So we jump down to verse 19 of 1 Kings 19. And so Elijah departed from there, and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphath, while he was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed over to him and threw his mantle on him. So he does what the Lord tells him to do. He goes and he finds Elisha. It's sort of interesting right here where it says, while he was plowing with 12 pairs of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. I think there's various interpretations, there's debate. Does that mean that he had 12 pairs of oxen all hooked up? I'm not so sure. I'm more inclined to think that he's out in the field with a bunch of other folks, and there's 12 pair of oxen that are plowing. You know, each one's got his own plow, each pair, okay? And he had the 12th pair of oxen. That's just logistically how you plow, okay? And also what we're about to see that he does right here, okay? So he with the 12th. I know there was a season where I thought, well, does that mean that he's actually tied to that 12th one? You know, this kind of thing. Well, if you've ever plowed behind anything, I have plowed before. I have never plowed behind an animal. Okay, I have plowed behind a tractor. My dad did hook up a plow for a garden one time, a hand plow like that, and we pulled it with a tractor. There is an art to that, folks. Okay, there's an art and a science, and it is labor. So anyway, he's out there plowing. That's the bottom line. Elijah comes up to Elisha and throws his mantle on him, throws that garment that he has that covers the shoulder and everything. It's called a mantle there. And it's cloak, okay? And in Scripture, it speaks of glory, okay? So it can speak of an actual prophetic garment type of thing, but it also speaks of the magnificence and the glory of something, okay? And so both are taking place right here. He's literally passing his mantle to Elisha. He's throwing this thing upon him, and he's communicating, okay, you're going to take my place right here, which is exactly what the Lord told him. You're going to anoint him as prophet in your place. So what did Elisha do? Verse 20. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you." And Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" No, like, I'm not inhibiting you. I'm not doing anything. I've thrown this mantle upon you. You do what you want to. So he goes back, verse 21. So Elisha returned from following Elijah, him, and took the pair of oxen and sacrificed him. Notice how it's the pair of oxen right there. So that's one of the major reasons that I think that he is behind a pair of oxen right here. He takes the pair of oxen that he has been plowing with, he sacrifices them and boils their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him. Well, that's sort of making a decision, isn't it? Okay. You know, too often we say that we will follow the Lord. We'll make a decision about something and we declare, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And that's fine. That's wonderful. But then we sort of, keep our options open. Okay. And we'll say, yeah, I'll follow God. But if it doesn't work out, then I can do this, I can do this, I can do that. And we're really not following him with the full intent of our heart. When the mantle was thrown upon Elijah, what did he do? He took his instruments, he took his source of livelihood, and he sacrificed them to the Lord. And I mean permanently. He sacrificed the oxen, okay? He killed the oxen. He boiled their flesh. And how did he do it? Well, he needed heat. He did it with the implements of the oxen. He took those wooden implements that would have been around their necks and everything, the yokes, and he used that for the firewood. And he gave it to the people, and they ate. He gave everything that he had, sacrificed it, used all of it, consumed all of it, blessed the people with it, and then arose and followed Elijah and ministered to him. We see a couple of things here. This is really the way that, it's really a picture of discipleship, okay? It's really a picture of how we follow the Lord, leaving all behind. I don't mean that we have to go out and sell everything, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean by that. Don't get into that kind of thing. But obviously, he left behind the things of the world right here, and he followed him, and then he ministered to Elijah. He helped him. And he learned how to do, as we'll see later, he learned what to do and how to do and what this mantle is and what's happening with this. And there was training involved with this. And you're going to see what Elijah did in some of this training, which is sort of interesting. Okay, he actually started it right here. He said, go back again, for what have I done to you? You know, this isn't the kind of thing that, you know, I'm going to make you do this, I'm going to do this. No, God told me to do this. I've done it. Okay, I'm not the one that did it. God's the one that did it. You go back and do it. So he goes back. He sacrifices before the Lord. He feeds the people. And he arises and he goes with Elijah. There's going to be some interesting things arise out of this. Okay. Anyway, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you again next time.